listening to the Head in the Clouds podcast, a proud member of the Converge Podcast Network. Now to the man with his head constantly in the clouds, your host, Ryan Romeo.
That's right, this is the Head in the Clouds podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you get your dreams off the ground. My name is Ryan Romeo, and we are in week three of season two, and I can't wait to dive in. But before we start, I just wanted to say, for those of you who have taken the time to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it really means a lot. Every time you do that, it pushes it to more people. And if this is a podcast that's been a blessing to you, please just take a minute to give it a review and write a little something in there. It really, really does help. And follow along on Instagram. I'm at Ryan Romeo. I know last season I started a Head in the Clouds Instagram account, and just a little slice into me. I tend to bite off more than I can chew. And I started an Instagram account for the Head in the Clouds. I had my own personal account. I had my Proverbs Daily account. And I had a friend call me up who I really trust, and he's really got a good head on his shoulders when it comes to social media. And he's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, why are you spinning your wheels on three different accounts? You know, you might want to just consolidate all down. So I did. I moved all of them down into at Ryan Romeo. So follow along there. I'm putting stuff from the podcast on there and quotes and other things like that. So you could kind of follow along on Instagram and Twitter and maybe Facebook. I know I always say I check Facebook a couple times a month. So I really don't jump on there very often, but if you do Facebook, I do. It does automatically post from Instagram, so jump on to Facebook too. So let's dive into our content for today. Follow your dreams. It's really funny, since I've brought all of my accounts together, I've been saying some things about this, saying, you know, pursue the God-given dreams in your life. Pursue the things that God has placed in your life with purpose and passion and confidence. And it's so funny. I get so many weird responses on social media. I'll just be honest. I get people going, yeah, follow your dreams, but, you know, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. And yes, pursue the things that you have a passion for, but be careful that you're not, you know, they're all about that. They're all about the same thing. Don't make it about you. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. And it's not about what we want. It's about what he wants. And I would say 100% yes, that is true. But I think that it's kind of a first pass philosophy when it comes to following your dreams. I think something about us in this generation, we feel like, I don't know, a little disenchanted with the idea of follow your dreams. We feel like, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are going, follow your dreams into sin and into things that are really indulgent, or at all costs, make money. And, you know, those are the kind of dreams that people are thinking about. For some reason, they just imagine these really terrible dreams and they go, well, no, not those, just the dreams that God gives you, you know, that. And yes, and it's true, the dreams that God gives you, and it's so important. I will say this over and over again. We need to be a people that seek Jesus. We need to be a people that every day we are on our knees before God going, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? What are you calling me to today? Not just a big calling in the future, but today, what do you want me to do? We need to be a people that are surrendered to Jesus in that way, for sure. But at the same time, at a second pass, you know, like that first pass, you're going, yeah, don't follow a dream unless it's, you know, of course. And I kind of treat you guys, this audience, as if you already know that. I really treat you as if, yes, you know, following Jesus is important. Yes, you know, following your dreams when it includes sin is not good. Following your dreams when it's a pursuit of money over people, you know, these are the kind of nuances of people that when they follow Jesus, they start to realize that that is not Jesus-like. But second pass, going a little bit deeper, going, okay, well, if we're not talking about those kind of dreams, what are we talking about? And I love in Ephesians 2, when it says that we are his workmanship. We are a work of art created in Jesus for good works. We are created for good works. And I'm going to say that's part of pursuing this dream that God gives you, is good works for the kingdom. And he's created you to do that. And I know there's a lot of people that go, God just cares more about your being than you're doing. And yes, for sure, God cares more about your being than you're doing. We know that. But at the same time, he does care about your doing. He really does. And when we're following Jesus, we need to be going, okay, Lord, I know that I don't earn any love from you or anything like that. That's not what it's about. It's not about earning salvation. But I have been created in Christ Jesus for good works. I've been created to do something with my hands, with my mind, with my voice. I've been created to do something for the kingdom to push it along. We are his workmanship. We are works of art. And that is the philosophy that is going into this podcast, that's going into the book that's coming out soon. Everything in me is going, no, you guys, you do need to be following your dreams. When they're God-given dreams, you need to be pursuing them with everything that you've got, with confidence, with passion, with clarity, with prayer. You need to be pursuing these things that God has given you. And I think for our generation, we've heard a lot of people say, you could do anything with your life. You know, outside of the church, people are like, you could do anything. You could be the president. You could be an astronaut. And I think we know deep down that that's not it. That's not true. We can't do anything. We can do anything that God calls us to. And as soon as God gives that calling, bam, we have confidence. Bam, we have clarity. Bam, we can move forward knowing that he's with us. I've been going through this a lot lately with this thing that I've been dreaming of, and I'm just keeping it cryptic. I'm sorry. I've had a few people go, ooh, what is this thing? I'm pushing into something new these days that's got me excited and it's got me really nervous. And I've had lots of moments where I'm going, Lord, if this is not you, I am being foolish right now. If you're not in this, it's insane that I have confidence going after this thing that you're calling me to go after. And that is something that we need to be a people that are confident when we're moving forward into the things that God has given us. So no, I will say this. When people go, you could do anything with your life, I will say, no, that's not true. I mean, I suppose it's true on one level. If you really buckle down, there's some of us, I'm going, I won't be president. I don't really have the drive to. I don't really have I don't have any vision for that. That's fine. Maybe you do want to be president and awesome, you know. But I get lost, and I think all of us get lost a little bit when somebody tells us you can do anything. And we look at everything in front of us and we go, oh, I don't want to decide, because if I could do anything, I can't do everything. I can do anything, but I can't do everything, and it's hard for me to decide. But as soon as God steps into the scene, as soon as he gives you something that you go, okay, this is something I keep coming back to in my times with the Lord. This is something I keep coming back to when I'm dreaming with my friends. This is something I keep hearing from God at church or whatever. There's these things that God keeps speaking to us, or paying attention to ourselves enough to go, gosh, I am always talking about this one thing, but yet I am not doing anything about that one thing. Maybe I need to be praying into that. Maybe that needs to be something that I pursue, looking at going, I'm created to do something like that. We are God's workmanship. We are created for good works. We are a work of art. God made you on purpose. He made your passions on purpose. He made everything about you on purpose. So when you pay attention to the passions that you have, when they're God-given, kingdom-pushing dreams, you need to start praying about moving forward on them. And every day we have this thing where God gives us something to do. We have something in our hands today to do. And I think when we start approaching it that way and going, okay, my dream is not some distant thing that will one day be attained. My dream is starting right now. My calling is happening right now. And walking out of that sort of urgency of going, okay, I have today, and that's all I have to work on toward this dream that God's given me. Powerful things happen when people take today seriously. There are very few people I see out there that take today seriously. Your Instagram account, take it seriously. Don't just post pictures of your food and your buddies hanging out. start to post some things about the kingdom. Maybe some things that maybe family members or friends are going to go, that's kind of weird. You're posting about Jesus on social media. Yes. And it's something that last year I felt like God was going, you're not treating social media with purpose anymore. You're just willy-nilly throwing things out there. Treat it with purpose. The small things that are in our hands right now, I think we take for granted. The small audiences that we have right now with social media, we take for granted, and we don't use them with purpose. And I think a lot of us are coming at it with a little bit of false humility. This like, oh, I don't want to make a big deal out of myself. Oh, I don't want to. And I think that the humility that God is looking for when we're pursuing our dreams is really understanding that without him, we've got nothing, but with him, we have everything. Without him, we have nothing, but with him, we have everything. It's one of my favorite verses, 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 29. When I was on tour and we were speaking to pastors, every day I would read this and remind them of the calling that they had on their lives, not because they earned it, but because God gave it to them. And 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 29 says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. When we're pursuing God-given dreams, we need to start here and going, God, it's not me, it's you. I understand that. And I'm resting on the fact that you're calling me. And this is why following your dreams are important. This is why when you're a follower of Jesus and God gives you dreams and passions and visions and you hide them, you're not serving the kingdom. You're not taking risk for the kingdom. And chances are you are at a place right now in your life that I call the in-between, because we all feel like we're in between things. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're seasoned and you've got a lot of things under your belt that you're doing right now, or, you know, maybe you're, for me, I'm like, I'm writing a book. I'm doing things. I finished a book. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm doing a podcast. I don't feel like I've arrived because I haven't yet. And God's calling is this process. And right now you are probably in the in-between. You're probably in between things, or maybe you're about to jump off into the great unknown with something new. But at the same time, always at every point in my life, I always feel like I'm in the in-between. I feel like I'm on my way somewhere. And that's the beautiful thing about God's calling. It doesn't end. It really is this, it is not a destination. It's a process. It's not a destination. It's the journey. It's that sort of, I mean, lots of people say those sort of things, but we have to remember that. Like, where we are in the journey right now is where we are. We've arrived at God's calling today.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their spheres of influence. They do this in a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring the Head in the Clouds podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotionals, scripture readings, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this new year. You can sign up for the First 15 email devotional sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe. Start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen. And maybe you're looking, though, at something in the future and you're going, but Ryan, I see this thing out in front of me. I see this thing that I wish God would do. I see this thing that I don't even know how to start. I see this thing that maybe everyone in my family is saying I'm foolish, or all my friends are going, there's no way you could do that. What do we do in that in-between when we're seeing something in the future that we really want to see? And I think, honestly, a lot of times there is this testing and this proving with the Lord when we are faithful with the small things in front of us. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says, "But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts." God is examining your hearts. You are pursuing this thing. You're entrusted with something gospel-driven. You are entrusted with something kingdom-driven, and you see it in front of you. And God is the examiner of your heart as you're going after that. One of the most important things you can do when you're pursuing your dream is to care for your heart. It doesn't sound real strategic. It doesn't sound real, you know, it's hard to put it on an Instagram post. Maybe I'll try to put it on an Instagram post. But the number one thing when you're pursuing a God-given dream that you need to be working on is your heart. You need to be looking at yourself going, God, what's my motivation here? What, God, I know that I may be able to hide these motivations from the people around us, but I can't hide them from you. And I want this genuine heart. Like David had this heart after God. We want to be dreamers that have a heart after God. And at all costs, we're going, Lord, we want you to go with us. We need you to go with us. No matter where we're going, no matter what vision is up ahead, we need you to be with us. Now, what if we are in a season where maybe we are working for somebody else and we feel like we're called to something bigger, but they won't let us step into it? I think that, and I've said this a few times, I really do think the victim mentality and the victim mindset can take you down really hard when it comes to pursuing your dreams. The minute that you sit down and you go, I am a victim, I have no control, I have this dream, and my jerk of a boss won't let me start pursuing it, nobody around me will give me opportunities, these are the things that, honestly, they go nowhere. These are the mindsets that really go nowhere. And I think we subtly feel this sense that our calling is leaving us, that everything is leaving us behind. The world is moving forward, especially social media. We look on it and we go, oh my gosh, look at what God's doing through this person and this person and this person. Why isn't he doing that in my life right now? And a lot of times it's really easy to blame your leaders or the people around you for the fact that they don't appreciate the thing that you bring to the table. But I will say this, nobody can steal your calling from you except for you and God. Nobody. You could say no to God, and we've talked about this. Moses has said no to God, and God was like, okay, fine, I'll throw Aaron in there if you don't want to speak. You can say no to God. People are shocked when I say this, but yes, no, it's not throwing in the face of the sovereignty of God, but we do have free will. We're not puppets. We can say no to God. So we can derail a calling that God has for us. God could step in and say, hey, your heart's not ready, or hey, this season is not right. This timing is not right. God can do that, but people cannot. How do I know this? When I first started writing the Head in the Clouds book, the very first story that I read that really spurred this on was the story of Joseph. And obviously Joseph is a man who has physical dreams, but I use it as saying, okay, but he had a dream that God gave him, this vision that God gave him for the future. He didn't know how it was going to happen or even really what it was going to look like when he got there, but he had this vision from God. And everyone in his life hated him. And I'm telling you, if there was an ability for someone to steal a dream from somebody else, you would see it in Joseph's life with his brothers. You know, his brothers take him away. They throw him into a pit. They steal his you know, Technicolor dream coat. He is in a pit. He gets picked up and sold into slavery. There is nothing. I mean, really, as many of you may be looking at, you know, your leaders and stuff going, gosh, they don't believe in me. Well, they didn't throw you in a pit and sell you into slavery. So we are at least starting off on a good point. And if they have, then you probably should leave that job. But if there's any situation in the Bible where you'd look at it and you go, look, if somebody could steal a calling from somebody else, you would see it with Joseph. But the most famous verse for Joseph happens at the very end of his life, after he's been sold into slavery, and all of a sudden he finds himself in Pharaoh's good favor, And he's basically the number two guy in the most powerful people on the planet, really, at the time. He's the number two guy, and he's standing there in front of his family with this vision that he saw as a child coming to pass in front of these people that didn't believe him. And they look at him and they go, "We are so sorry. We see now that you are in this place where you can help us. We see that this vision that God gave you was not bad, but it was good." And Joseph, weeping with his brother, says, You meant this as evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about so that many people would be kept alive as they are today." Joseph is going, "Look, you threw me into slavery thinking that you were killing this dream that God gave me, but you can't kill this dream that God gave me. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And now I stand in front of you, and you all get to live today. You get to eat today because I was this number two guy. And now many, many people get to eat because I am opening up Pharaoh's, supplies for everybody to eat." And this is one of those things for us. I go, nobody is going to steal your dream. If you feel like your leaders are holding you back, if you feel like people are holding you back, I think you really need to take a step back and go, maybe God's using these leaders to speak into my life, to speak into weaknesses that maybe I'm not aware of. And you need to remember that leader, though they may not believe in you, they will not stop the dream that God has for you and the dream that God has given you. No man on earth or woman on earth can stop that. And we need to be a people that when we follow our dreams, we have this sense of like, I know God is behind me. I know this can't stop. I know this can't be taken down. And we need to have confidence in who God is as we start pursuing the audacious things that God is giving us to do. So that's the podcast for today. We got more guests coming up. I am really excited about some of the guests that are coming up. And we're going to be going through this. Remember, I announced this before, but the new book is coming out in March 3rd. I am so excited about it. Everything that I'm doing right now is really leading up to the release of that book in March 3rd. So I'm hitting some content that's going to be in the book, kind of picking some of those things, grabbing some of my friends that I've been on the road with. So I'm really excited to bring you this season because I feel like I have way more purpose in the season than I did last year. So thank you so much for all of you that are following along. Make sure and jump on social media, follow along, hitc.live. I don't always post show notes there, but it's a really great place to get in touch with me if you want to send me an email. And social media, obviously, DMs, I'll read DMs. Sometimes I get a flood of them and it might take me a little bit to get back to you, but I do respond to DMs. So make sure and jump on there. I love to hear how you guys are doing, what dreams you're pursuing, what God's doing in your life. I really, really love to hear those sort of things. So as always, keep your head in the clouds and your feet on the ground. Until next time.
Listening to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.